In KMOG News, county to recount close Payson Town Council election. Payson police arrest 13. Election officials expect to complete a recount of the Payson Town Council election sometime today. According to the roundup, a close tally of those seeking a four-year Payson Town Councilor term was separated by a single vote. Gila County Elections Director Eric Mariscal reports the county is obligated to follow Arizona requirements for vote certification. He said votes must be run through counting machines again rather than a hand count. Election workers compare precinct records against machine tallies. And Payson Deputy Town Clerk Harriet Michelle Bailey said August 8th, the Town of Payson Council held an official meeting to canvass the July 30th Payson Town Council election. The council adopted Resolution 3408 declaring the results of the election and initiating the statutory automatic recount process. Pierce Coleman filed the recount request with the Gila County Superior Court on behalf of the town, and the judge signed the recount order. She said Gila County posted notice for the logic and accuracy testing, which is scheduled for Monday. The recount is anticipated to take one day and may also be completed Monday, August 12th. The county has a very small observation room that will accommodate 6 to 7 people, and they've suggested that interested parties can watch the recount online. She said the judge set a hearing for 2:30 Wednesday, August 14th, and the court will open the sealed envelope and announce the results. Inquiries related to the recount process should be directed to the Gila County Elections Office. In other news, Payson police make 13 arrests the week of July 29th through August 4th, with the majority, 5 each, for domestic violence and 5 warrant arrests. Of the 5 charged with domestic violence, 3 also face disorderly conduct fighting charges, and 1 person also faces assault and DUI charges as well, and 1 individual was charged with aggravated domestic violence. Of the 5 warrant arrests, 3 were local, and 2 face other charges as well, including failure to pay a fine and dangerous drug and paraphernalia possession. Police charged 1 individual with excessive speed in a residential district, and 1 person was charged with shoplifting, and police charged 1 other individual with DUI, and police made 1 minor arrest Friday night just before 8 p.m. and charged the individual with disorderly conduct fighting. Get up-to-the-minute travel information and wildfire updates at KMOGCountry.com.